Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. My name is Yemisi, and you're listening to Tech Empowered, a podcast brought to you by Tech for Dev. This is our fourth episode, and we're excited about the feedback that we've gotten so far about the podcast. So thank you for connecting with us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Please continue to do so. If you're new here, Tech Empowered is about the story of how technology is changing the lives of young people in Africa and across the world. These are real stories from real people who have all been tech empowered. The purpose of this podcast is simple. It's to inspire you. You can always chart a new course for your life. There's an African proverb that says, anytime you wake up, it's morning. This roughly translates the fact that you can reinvent yourself at any point in your life. So when you come to the realization that you need to make a change, you can. In this episode of Tech Empowered, we'll be hearing Morufat Lamidi. Morufat is a Women Texas Bootcamp alum now, whose journey from asset management to front-end development highlights the power of determination and consistency. After graduating and completing the graduate training as an asset surveyor, Morufat discovered her passion for tech and a bold step into software development. And through the Women Texas Bootcamp, she built a strong foundation in front-end development, which opened doors to further training, internships, and most recently, her role as a front-end developer. So we'll be talking to Morufat. We'll hear her share her story about how the Women Texas Bootcamp shaped her transition, the challenges she faced along the way, and how she's now using her story to inspire others. So relax, enjoy, grab a cup of tea or juice or your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hello, Morufat. How are you doing?
Hello, Yemisi. I'm doing fine. I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me here. I'm fine. I'm okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today. So we're just going to be having a quick conversation, and you'll be telling us about your story. Let's start from the top. Can you introduce yourself? Who is Morufat? Where did you grow up?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I am Morufat Lamidi. Born and brought up in Nigeria, Port Harcourt, Rivers State. Then I studied at Obafemi Awolowo University. I'm a graduate of ST Management from Obafemi Awolowo University, and I'm currently living in Ilorin. And that's all about me.
Oh, great. I love meeting you, Morufat. Okay, so there's this thing where people who have like non-technical backgrounds, they usually, you know, don't quote me on this, but they will just like choose non-code tech paths, right? But you chose front-end development, so, and you studied estate management. So what inspired you to transition into tech, and why did you choose front-end development?
Okay, cool. Actually, my tech life is a bit of a story. So like I said earlier, I'm a graduate of estate management. So while in my final year, I had an extra semester and I was to stay back in school so I can like take the course. Mm-hmm. While staying back, my brother was like, rather than you staying back waiting for just a single course, because it was just a single course that made me to add that extra semester. I was like, why don't you pick up a career in tech? Because you have always loved working with the computers, right from child, because trust me, I love playing games. So then I was like, okay, bro, let me research so I can pick the one I'm most comfortable with. So after going on YouTube, browsing and everything, the fact that I can see the things that have been, because then there is this movie that I saw, the Startup, and the lady there, she inspired me, the way she was pitching her ideas and everything. I was like, I think I love this. Then I wanted to transition to project management, but then the fact that there is this guy, you know, coming from a poor background, from being a winner to now losing, will I say losing, then moving back to winning, the developer and the team. Like, okay, Ramadan, let me just do this. Let me pick front end. So I told him that, brother, I'll be going for front end development. Then he sent me the link to register for Women Techstars Software Development Bootcamp, which I registered. During the course of the training, the first week, it was kind of, you know, just starting and everything. I was finding it difficult to be comfortable. But then the tutor, the second week, the tutor started explaining everything to us in detail. And it was also dropping video resources. So I had to like go back, because Well, Ramadan, you need to be serious with this. I want to do this. So I was taking the video resources and then after the 3 weeks course, they decided to like put us in a group for project. Then when I joined the group, fortunately for me, I was picked as the lead from the front-end team. Then I'm like, another responsibility for me. Me that I don't like speaking, me that I'm camera shy, how am I going to do this? But then the ladies, mm-hmm. they're encouraging me that Ramadan, you can do this. So that was how I start my journey. I think it's the ladies and the tutors, they really, really tried for me.
Okay, right. The power of movies, right? The fact that there was a movie, the character in the movie that inspired you to actually, you know, pursue front-end development. It's quite interesting. So entertainment and movies have a way of shaping, you know, our dreams as well. Okay, so how did joining the Tech for Dev Bootcamp shape your journey into front-end development? Can you share what your experience was like?
Okay, my experience was fun. I won't lie, it was fun because the first day after the training and everything, during the presentation, the first presentation was stammering. Like I said, I'm camera shy. And aside the fact that I'm camera shy, I was like finding it difficult to converse with people. I have this stuttering attitude then. So I was just stammering on the call. But then, you know, when you are stammering, I was expecting to laugh and everything, but they didn't laugh at me. Like, wow, so I can do this. The next one, my team said, Ramada, you're going to present it. I was like, you people, you know, I was standing in the first stage. Do you still want me to present? Yes, you're going to do this. And I presented. And leading the front end team, you know, starting in tech with just 2 weeks, you get. So I was like, okay. I started looking for resources. My teammates were like sending me resources that Ramada, okay, this is how to set up a GitHub account. This is how you can do it. As if you want to like collaborate on a project, this is how you can do it and all, which I took that initiative and I started like browsing, created a GitHub account, then a GitHub account organization account. And we also create then Netlify coming to how to deploy our project. They're like, how to deploy this project? Should we use GitHub projects? What should we use? Then they were like, okay, let's try Netlify. And it was also my first of setting up Netlify. So I had the help of the assistant lead then, and it was very, very soon. So after that program, I was like, okay, is there any program by Tech for Dev? And I know that there is a fellowship. I was like, okay, rather than waiting for the fellowship, because then they told me that the fellowship is already in session. I was like, rather than waiting for the fellowship, since I want to like pursue a career in, why not continue learning, pending the wait for the fellowship? So I continued my learnings and all. Then I got a job as a part-time intern. So a month into my job, I lost the job again. You get it? Because then you were looking for someone with Angular experience. And I only had HTML, CSS, and just 2 months of JavaScript experience. You get it? So it was kind of somehow for me. Then I cried, honestly, I cried. I stopped my tech training for like a month. I didn't continue learning. I stopped learning for like a month. Then later I saw on the community, we got added to the community group as an alumni. Then when Mr. Paul was dropping like people's story on the WhatsApp group and links to apply for jobs, I was like, okay, why don't you give this a try again? It was just like an open message for me that Ramadan, if they can do it, you can do it. Then I linked up with like 2 girls from the group, Silicat and Aisha. I was like, okay, let me do this. Then I started my tech training myself by learning, self-learning and all. Then I got to join the bootcamp by Dev Careers. So from there, the experience got from Tech for Dev Student Bootcamp, from presenting the lead and leading the project and presenting the project. I was like, okay, Ramadan, why don't you take this opportunity to present again? You know, you have to try again. Then I joined the Tech Dev Career 6 month bootcamp, and I was like, okay, let me lead, since I have an experience from leading 3 weeks bootcamp with. Why don't I do this? Funny thing is, I wanted to like shy away, but the experience I had, even when I was stammering, the fact that they let me like continue with the fact that I was stammering and everything, I was like, okay, Ramadan, you can do this. Why don't you give it a try? Then Mr. Paul again, like I mentioned something about LinkedIn and positioning yourself on the group. I still remember, but I've forgotten the date. You mentioned it on the WhatsApp. I was like, okay, Ramada, let's do this. So I jumped back to LinkedIn, I created my account, and I started 100 Days of Code with my friends, CityCast and iChat. So after completing 100 Days of Code, I got a gig. And I got the gig because I was actively documenting my progress on LinkedIn. Then getting the gig, it was kind of, you know, first time, how am I going to start this? You know, life project is different from when you are learning. So I was kind of stuck. Then I messaged someone on the WhatsApp that, okay, I saw that you have been building projects. Please, can you put me to how I'm going to go about it? What's the best thing I can do? So the person mentioned that, okay, if you are going to be going on a building a project, these are the projects you are going to take. Just calm down and you can do it. Then I started and I was able to like complete that gig. After that gig, the owner of the gig still gave me another gig. You know that part when you feel, oh, you can't do this. But then after the person like saw what you did, the person like, oh, this is, I got another gig. And from there, let me just give it a pause for now.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that, Marufa. The power of community, when you have people around you that push you, spoil you to do things that, you know, would naturally shy away from, and how that just takes you out of your comfort zone. Really great. And even when you are doing things afraid, that's like takes a lot of courage to do that. And I really applaud your courage and your resilience to actually keep learning even after the bootcamp, right? And then also putting yourself out there, showing the world what you can do. You can never underestimate the power of that, right? So I mean, you joined a vision session at Tech Road there. So how did creating that digital vision board, you know, influence how you approach your goals, and how did that help you stay motivated?
Okay, thank you. I'm very, very grateful that I joined vision board. That vision board, I saw the link, I think 1 hour to the deadline. That was when I saw the link on the WhatsApp group. So I quickly registered, and after I registered the call, then I met ladies and Hope when she was like sharing her journey and everything about her last year experience, the vision board she created for last year and what she was able to achieve from that board. I was like, and then let's do this. And that was my first time of creating a digital board. So I created a digital board that day. After creating the board, I wrote all the things I want to achieve so far and all. Then she added us to communities to get to groups where we can like be like we can serve as an accountability partner for each other. So after coming on LinkedIn and seeing the post that, okay, this, that, dropping your goals, the three goals, I won't lie to you, the top three goals that I set my first quarter, trust me, I have achieved them. And I was able to achieve them because of the fact that she gave us a Notion board, you get, that we can like drop the list, what we want to achieve, what we are afraid of. You get, it's just like writing a word. So I wrote the word, things I'm scared of happening. You get, I wrote them, and then I started listing out all the things I want to achieve my first quarter. I got to know from that vision, but I got to know that setting your goals quarterly and setting smart goals is very important than you just having the goals in your brain that, oh, I want to do this, I want to achieve it. By the end of this, I want to. So after listing my goals, I started from the first one that I listed on my goals was creating a TikTok account documenting my journey. I started with that because the fact that I know that, oh, someone is going to come to look at my progress after I listed this, that Ramadan, I'm going to do this. I need to take action. I need to do this. Dig it. So I started with it. I started documenting my journey on TikTok and everything. Aside that too, that's the stuff has been an inspiration for me in my work. Sometimes when I feel low, I message someone on the group, like my accountability partner, that, okay, baby girl, this is this. Can you like give me something to inspire me? You get, so the always, okay, go and listen to the video again. The video will say, and listen to it. So anytime I go back to that video, it serves as an inspiration that if she can do it, I can do it too. So why be scared when I know that anything that I set my mind to? So I think that vision board, it really helps like a lot, and I'm still on it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that, Marufat. Writing your goals down, smart goals, is key to actually achieving them. Thank you so much for sharing that. So was there a moment when you doubted your decision to switch careers? How did you overcome that?
Yeah, that was during the time I told you I lost my job, like my first job then. I lost, you know, then I was just learning HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and the company then we are using Angular. Do you get? So then I was like, oh, why didn't you just pick the project management? Why did you pick front end? But I have been documenting my journey. When I went back to look at my progress so far, I was like, oh, Ramadan, if you can build this header, if you can build this button, what gives you the assurance that you can learn Angular? Why don't you try to learn Angular? And I was like, okay, rather than learning Angular, let me list resources. Like, let me look for things I can use to get to Angular. Then I started researching. And oh, like I said earlier, I met two girls on the call, Sidikat and Aishat. They're like, okay, let's just follow a roadmap. Then we browse the roadmap and we started, okay, after HTML, CSS, JavaScript, the next thing is to pick a framework. Either we had Vue on Angular. Then I told them that you people know that I still have phobia for Angular. Why don't we just go with React? Then from there, I fell in love with React. Then I had to like start all again, dig it from HTML, CSS, JavaScript. So I feel the girls and the fact that I was documenting my journey really helped me when I was feeling down. So that's
hard. Awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, documenting your journey can serve multiple purposes, right? So it's not only for you to like inspire other people, it can also inspire you times where you're feeling low, and then you can just look back at your progress, look back at where you're coming from and see how much progress you have made. That's like really instructive, right? And so I would want you to share like an advice for anyone who is looking at starting their tech journey. You know, so maybe someone who is looking at switching from one career path to the other, maybe struggling to find their path. What advice would you give to a person like that?
The advice that we give is one, is to join a community. Join a community. Trust me, this tech world, nobody can do it alone. You need a community and an accountability group. You get, you need that to excel in this state. And I also advise that you document your journey, because when imposter syndrome kicks in, the journey you documented is going to help, because you're going to see the progress you've made so far that, okay, I've been able to build this. Wow, am I the one that did this? If I can do this, then what gives me the assurance that I won't be able to do what is in front of me? And now, like I always say, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Before I got my job this year, I got my job January. Before I got my job this year, December, I was like, you're almost 2 years in tech and you don't have a job yet. But then the fact that I was in a community and I was in an accountability and I was documenting my journey, I knew that, oh, if others can do it, then I can do it. So then why do you rush? And luckily for me, I got a job January. So that's why I said, join a community, have an accountability group, and document your journey. It's going to really, really help. And again, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And talking about picking a career, I will have this for you to like see videos, then pick the one that most resonates with you. Okay, I think I'm catching the vibe from this. And if the one you are catching the vibe for, if you feel, okay, this one, you can try another. Then from there, you will see that the first one you pick is definitely the one that is best for you. Or the second one you get, there is no harm in trying. So that's the advice I will give to my younger self. And that's the advice I will keep giving myself and to others. Thank you.
Join the community, get an accountability partner or group, document your journey, research to see what kind works for you. And if it's not working out, you can always make a switch. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Marufat, for sharing this advice and for sharing your story. Marufat's story is proof that it's outside your comfort zone. You know, when she was scared to present and then just deciding that she was going to do it, and then with encouragement from people around her as well. So surround yourself with people that, you know, lift you up, especially when you're feeling down, right? And also self-talk, right? Talk to yourself and, you know, motivate yourself. You know, so after started management, they're moving to start front-end development afresh. It indeed takes determination and resilience. Marufat turned her uncertainty into progress and passion into purpose. And now she's doing and excelling in her career just because she decided to switch careers. And at that point, she got a strong foundation. So if you've been wondering whether to start that course or apply for that role or pivot into something new or volunteer to lead that presentation, consider this your sign, right? Progress begins with one step. So thank you for tuning in today to Tech Empowered. So if this episode inspired you, share it with someone, need that extra push. And don't forget to subscribe. So if you are listening and you have not subscribed, please subscribe and encourage your friends to also subscribe so that you never miss another story from us. So until next time, I remain your humble host, Yemisi. Keep learning, keep building, and stay empowered.